sin of gambling is not that men, through the love of excitement or the desire to get something for nothing, should rob other men or rob their families. And it's a bad thing that a guy would get his paycheck and head off out to the high life fronton and would lose a bunch of it and continue to lose it, all because he gets a little bit, just enough to entice him to go on week after week after week. But when he adds it up at the end of the year, he's always lost more than he's gained. If he didn't, they wouldn't keep that thing going out there. And so he's always lost more. The sin is not that he should lose it, or the sin is not that he should rob his family of it, as most it would happen. The great sin of gambling is that men take this God-given instinct of adventure and waste it on petty issues. I think of Jesus hanging on the cross, looking down to see the soldiers rolling dice for his robe. The little game down here, the big game up here. And he says, Father, forgive them. They're ignorant. They don't know that the game is bigger than they are. One of my favorite poets, a former British chaplain back in World War I, G.A. Studdard Kennedy, they called him Woodbine Willie, wrote a little poem and said, and sitting down, they watched him there. The soldiers did. There, while they played with dice, he made his sacrifice and died upon the cross to rid God's world of sin. He was a gambler too, my Christ. He took his life and threw it for a world redeemed. When you look at the cross, you see that great adventure instinct that God has placed within man, fulfilled to its highest, of a man who would lay down his life for his friends and bet his life that the Holy Spirit, who will come after him, will continue the work that he has started and bring the world to redemption. Now, the call is for great gamblers. Christianity and a relationship with God is essentially betting your life that there is a God, letting it all hang out, taking your stand in this kingdom and believing that there is more. I want to read you the great gambling passage of the New Testament. It's found in the 9th chapter of the book of Luke. It's a call for gamblers. I like it. Luke 9:23. You see, so many of us have been taught that we should feel guilty because we have these drives within us. Now, I'm talking to people all the time that say, what can I do about this thing? I've got this great sexual drive. I've got this great gambling drive. I've got this great drive to go out and carouse and dance. I've got this great drive to have a big party and to drink a lot of liquor. I've got all of these drives inside, which the church has said wrong, evil, across these years. And because of that, we have developed this great guilt within us that says we can't do that. Jesus said that the perfect will of God is not doing something. The perfect will of God is a way of life for us. And someplace along the line, we've got to differentiate between doing something and being something. That the will of God is not something you do. The will of God is something you are. It's a way of life that you walk in. Now, let me read this gambling passage to you, this call for gamblers. Luke 9:23, and he said unto them, this is Jesus talking, he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come into his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. What does it mean when he says Jesus will be ashamed of the man who is ashamed of these things? He's saying, I'm ashamed because God has placed within us a great drive for adventure. And he says, the way to fulfill it is by laying down your life. Not just laying down your $2 on the game table, or not just rolling your dice, or not just by going to Calcutta or secreting away your pornography or whatever else it may be. That's not the way you fulfill these great drives that God has placed within you. The way you fulfill them is by laying down your life. He says, if you want to gamble, then go all the way. Pick up your cross daily. Walk through this world and proclaim, I'm a child of God.